Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas. This is the Brilliant Ideas radio show. And we are, where are we at? We're in San Diego this morning. And my trusty sidekick, who I think decided to crawl out of bed and get on the show, Crispy Critters in Florida. Good morning, Crispy. How are you?
Good morning from Orlando, Florida, where it's overcast. Oh, yeah.
And thank you for that weather report. So what's going on? You left me stranded last night, dude.
Yeah, I took a nap. I was trying to take a nap before the show. And I actually woke up at 3:45 a.m., and I've been up ever since. So, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, 3:45 a.m., that's 3 hours and 45 minutes past the startup time of Grills Gone Wild. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but we went on without you last night.
Yes, I listened. I downloaded the show, and I was like, I missed a good show, dang it.
Yeah, we had no Crispy, we had no guest, and then I had lucky lady Laura. Laurie came to the rescue, and she called in, and I chatted with her, and we tried to waste 45 minutes, and I guess we did pretty well, but on with the show. They say when you're live, it doesn't matter. You got to keep on going. Good thing I showed up, I guess.
I know, right? That would have been weird if you took a nap and fell asleep too. No, it'd be just dead air pretty much. People have been like going, what's going on? What's going on with the two mystery bearded men?
Well, the sad part is they probably wouldn't have missed us anyway, so that's the sad part. We actually started a contest last night, so for all those people who happened to make it to the show and listened in last night, I'm going to give away a free coffee mug, and the coffee mug is a Brilliant Ideas coffee mug. And speaking of mugs, it has my ugly mug and Crispy's ugly mug printed on the outside of the coffee mug. But I'm going to ask a trivia question regarding last night's show, and the first caller who can call in and answer the question, and the call-in number is 714-242-5272, will win themselves a beautiful ceramic cup with the two, how do you call us? You call us the devilishly handsome guys on the radio?
The devilishly handsome bad boys of Foodie Radio. Oh, yeah.
So if you'd like to win a coffee mug, here's the question from last night's show. And, Crispy, you can't call in. the question is, last night, Crispy didn't show up. And as I mentioned, Lucky Lady Laurie was on the show with us. And Lucky Lady Laurie mentioned on the show last night that she had a great Friday the 13th. And on Friday the 13th, she went somewhere and she sold 12 books. And there was one special gift that was given to her while she was out selling books yesterday. So if you know the answer to this question, you can call us at 714-242-5272. If you don't know the answer and you want to get a chance to win this mug, all you have to do is listen to the show, go back and listen to the replay, and the first person who contacts us either through today on the phone or sends me an email at grandideas@earthlink.net will win themselves a beautiful coffee mug. So you like this little game we're playing, Crispy?
I do. I think it's kind of cool. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. Although we should throw in a bonus question, maybe.
Okay.
How many gray hairs does Crispy have in his goatee? Oh, yeah. We'll be sitting on coffee mugs for a very long, long time.
Well, maybe you should count them and we'll find out the exact number, and then we'd have a contest to see who could be the closest.
Kind of like when they fill a car up with jelly beans and stuff, or
exactly.
Like what is it, how many gumballs are in a gumball machine, or like usually those things that the crazy car dealers used to do back in the day.
Exactly. And let's see, what is it? It's 8:36 here in beautiful San Diego in the morning, and I guess it's probably time for, since we're talking about coffee, it's time, what do we put in our coffee?
Let's crack open that bottle of Sweet Potato High Roller Vodka.
Yeah, let's do
yum.
That.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Please check out highrollerspirits.com or sweetpotatovodka.com. Try out their Sweet Potato Vodka. We appreciate them being our sponsor, and I can't believe it, but they actually continue to let us mention them on the radio. So I guess either we're doing a good job or they just don't care. But thank you for being our sponsor.
Maybe they've been drinking like us in the morning.
Maybe. Well, we've actually got a caller calling in. I don't know if they're calling in about the contest, or they're calling in to yell at us, or calling in just because they're bored. So let's see who's calling in. Hello, this is Grillion Ideas Radio. You are live on the air. Who's calling? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's there? I guess they gave up. Well,
they hung up,
so I guess I scared them away. Anyway, for those that were listening, or weren't listening last night, or if you were listening, I guess, we were supposed to have a guest on last night, Lathan Moore, and I don't know exactly what happened, but he was supposed to call in at 9 o'clock California time. And, you know, what is it about this, Christy? I know you have a hard time waking up for the show, but what do we need to do? How do we explain to people the difference between time zones?
I don't know. I mean, when I post on Facebook or the show's page, I specifically put PST, which is Pacific Standard Time, of 8:30, and EST, of Eastern Standard Time, of 11:30 a.m. And I know there's probably people that are listening somewhere in the middle for whatever that crazy time zone is.
It's called Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time, CST.
Right.
I guess maybe we need to just start posting that, or I don't know. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, I would think. It's not rocket science, not that I'm aware of.
I know. If you and I could figure it out, you would think the rest of the world would be able to. But I'm having a problem with telling guests to call across the country what West Coast time is. I'm going to have to come up with, like, some kind of unique way of doing this. I guess I'll just tell them based on where they live, what time they should call in, and forget about saying West Coast time. So anyway, I guess there was a mix-up. We got his music. We didn't hear from the guest, but the guy's a really good country music singer. He's in Nashville and does an excellent job out there, and I've been listening to some of his tunes, and I figured for those people who didn't hear the show last night, I'm going to play one of his songs, and here it is, Lathan Moore. And I'm going to play a song, My Love Ain't Going Nowhere, and then we'll be coming back and hopefully having some guests this morning. So everybody sit tight, and we'll be right back.
Get through first 100 miles or so, so you know there ain't no need to worry. Tonight you may fall asleep alone, but just like Georgia's always gonna border Tennessee, the sun is always gonna come up from the east like November.
Called Filling Dead Airtime. So Whatever.
Okay.
we have a caller again. I have no idea if they're calling about the trivia question or if they're just calling in to say hello. So we're going to try this again. And it's good morning. Good morning. Are you there? This is Brilliant Ideas Radio. Hello, caller. Are you there? What is this?
Hello, caller.
Well, we lost.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you guys got beards. You guys look like a couple of hoodlums.
Yeah, we do look like a couple of hoodlums. Well, I lost the caller again. So, caller, if you're still out there listening, you want to try again. I don't know if you're calling in for the contest or what, but please call in again. And speaking of the contest, I will bring up the question again. Last night on our show, we had Lucky Lady Laurie, and on the show, she said she had a great Friday the 13th, and she received a special gift. What was that special gift that she received yesterday on Friday the 13th? So if you're listening and you want to try to call in, the number is, what is it, Crispy, since you do it in that great radio voice?
It's 714-242-5272. Once again, that phone number is 714-242-5272. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no oh, yeah in the number. Just dial 714-242-5272.
And if you do call in, of course, it looks like our phone system is actually crashing on us. I've hit the button several times and someone else has called in, and I can't get through. But if you do know the answer, since we're having some phone problems here, if you want to jot us an email with the answer, the first one with the correct answer, we'll win the beautiful coffee cup with our two ugly mugs on it. And you can email that to my email address, which is brilliantideas@earthlink.net. And we'll try to get these phone systems working here. And hopefully we can do that, because guess what, Crispy? If we can't get the phones working, you and I are going to be talking for the next, hour and 15 minutes about whatever we can think of.
Awesome. Well, if we're going to fill in some time, how about I give myself a shameless plug?
Go ahead. Hey, matter of fact, you give yourself a shameless plug, and while you're doing that, I'll even look for your crazy ad while you're doing that.
All right, awesome. Hey, if you need a voiceover or radio commercial or audio production done, go check out www.christophertrimble.com. I am a voiceover artist and co-host of this awesome show.
And
that's
if you do call him, if you want to get an example of what kind of work he does, if you heard our little commercial for High Roller Spirits, that's the type of work that Crispy can do for you. And Crispy, do you want me to play your ad now? You just gave your ad. Do you want me to play your recorded ad too at the same time? We've got plenty of time.
Sure. Let the listeners listen to the ad.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
What kind of noise you been making since 1970?
Oh, that depends on what I've eaten for that day. It all depends on that. Yes. We could fill in some time with Old MacDonald Had a Farm. All right, we'll just stop.
No,
right
we
there.
Don't want to do that either.
All right.
What I'm going to try to do, and Crispy, you're going to have to keep your mouth shut and be very quiet, because if I cut off these lines here, then we may lose everything. I'm going to play another song for the listeners and try to see if we can get our phone system working again. So remember, Crispy, no making noise over there, because you're on a live mic while the song is going.
Okay.
All right. Folks, sit back. We're going to try to fix our phone system here. And I'm going to play, let's see. How about ZZ Top? Let's play another. I like ZZ Top, of course, as everybody knows. Let's play, how about Legs? I like Legs. You like Legs?
Oh, that's a good song. I believe they had some pretty awesome hot rods in that video, too, I think.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite
some
videos.
Some nice long legs as the door opens and some nice high heels looking sparkly in her dress and whatnot. Oh, yes.
You sound like you may have lost your virginity over that.
I may have. Oopsies.
Here we go. This is ZZ Top Legs. I'm going to try to see if I can figure out what's wrong with the phone system. Crispy, don't talk because you're on a live mic, and I'll try to be quiet, too, while the song is playing. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. Actually, 4 minutes and 31 seconds to be exact. So you people listening, if you need to go pee or get a cup of coffee, now's the time to go. All right, here you go.
No, no, no.
And there you go. That was ZZ Top Legs. And are you back, Crispy?
Oh, I'm here. I'm right here. Not going anywhere. Just perusing the interwebs.
Well, guess what? We have got major phone problems here, it looks like. I'm going to actually give away a free mug to anybody who calls. Anybody who calls. You don't have to have the answer to the trivia question, because I need to see if our phone system is working. So anyone out there who wants to win a mug, we're going to try to see if we can get you through here with our phone system, because it is having all kinds of issues here on Blog Talk Radio. But first person that calls in, 714-242-5272, you don't even have to have the answer, we'll get a free, beautiful coffee mug. So we'll see what happens here.
Actually, I think when they call in, they should sing "I'm a Little Teapot" in order to win the mug.
I don't know what it is about that song and you, but have you been to see your doctor and lay on the couch to talk about this?
No, but I probably should. Oh my God, I need some coffee and some more High Roller vodka. Oh yeah,
it's like every show you mention that teapot. And I swear, I think there must be like an inner little girl inside you or something. I don't know what exactly is going on.
There may be. I'll say one of my friends sent me a text message and was like, "What's up with the I'm a Little Teapot stuff?" I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's being going back to childhood. I don't know.
There must be something there. I think we need to take you somewhere and lay on the couch. And just say, "Doc, I have this desire to sing I'm a Little Teapot." What's that all about?
And in the next broadcast, I may be broadcasting from the local insane asylum, possibly. That might be interesting.
That would be an action good
show. People that have issues or problems.
Like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Kind of, sort of. That'd be kind of interesting. Almost like a takeoff on Tara's "What Do Drunk People Say" kind of thing.
Yeah, we just say, "What Do Crazy People Say?"
What Crispy's crazy friends might say.
Hey, work on that. See if we can get a bit for that.
That'd
All
be pretty
right,
interesting.
Well, okay, so we really have got a big problem here today, because we don't have any phone systems that are working, so that means I don't think our guests can call in, and we're going to see what we can do while we're talking here as I push buttons. But since we've got all this time on our hands, have you been listening to the stories in the news about pink slime?
Yes, I've been following it here and there and reading some. You know, the first time I saw the picture of that, I thought it was strawberry ice cream until I read the article. I'm one of those that kind of likes looking at pictures, and I don't really read.
Right.
But, yeah, reading some of the articles that I've read about the pink slime, wow, interesting, that's for sure.
Well, since I've been in the food business for 30 years, I will give you my take. And I'll ask you this, Christy. Okay, you know what a pig is, right?
Correct.
And not the ones you've been on dates with. You know, the kind.
Right.
The kind. All right, so a pig. And what is the meat in a pig called, Crispy?
I would hopefully think it would be called pork.
Yes, very good. Okay, then what is bacon? Isn't bacon pork?
I would hope bacon is pork. Bacon. I can't even say
bacon.
That word either.
Well, that High Roller vodka. And then there's hams. It isn't ham pork?
I believe so.
And if you have a Boston butt, and once again, I'm not talking about your girlfriend from Massachusetts, but
right.
Boston butt is also what? It's pork, right?
Correct.
Well, did you know that pig snout, pig feet, pig tail, what are they? They're also pork. So you heard the old saying, parts is parts? Well,
yes. I think we talked about that, about the McRib sandwich that I used to love until I found out what the McRib was made out of. I'll be no longer eating any of that crap ever again.
Well, my take on the whole thing, being 30 years in the food business, is that beef is beef, pork is pork, chicken is chicken, and yes, that there's parts of this, I guess, the food business that people don't want to hear about or know about, but beef is beef, and that stuff they put in the burger is beef. It's a lower quality of it, but it's still beef, and they do that for reasonings because natural, I'm giving you guys an education on beef and pork, et cetera, but natural ground beef, if they made it specifically for ground beef, it would be about 70% lean and 30% fat. And you know when you go to the grocery store, Christy, and you pick up the 90% and the 80%, but what they do is they add in more lean types of beef into that to give you 80%, 90%, et cetera, et cetera. So that is a part of a formula where they put that into the meat to give you the lean, because true ground beef would be, like I said, 30% fat. Where everybody's getting all up in arms about is the ammonia treatment that they use to sanitize the product because it's done for food safety reasons. But
right.
the scary part about it is that same, when I say scary, the scary part about the story is that everybody are getting all worked up over nothing because hot dogs have it, salami has it, chocolate has it, and not pink slime, but they have that same process with using ammonia as a sanitary reason for doing it. So if we're going to all get upset about having pink slime, which is beef, because it's been treated with ammonia, then I guess basically you better not even go to the grocery store because there's produce that they use ammonia nitrates, there's canned food, there's even those Denny Moore soups, they also use it. So there's all kinds of things that use ammonia nitrates as a sanitizer. So my take on it, the whole thing's a bunch of, you know what?
Right. Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. And we're getting all excited. And look, I've been eating the stuff since I was a kid, and it hasn't affected me in any way.
No, it may have affected me, though. I don't know why all this hair is growing out of my ears. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, maybe that's the reason why you want to sing I'm a Little Teapot.
It may be.
Well, our phones are not working. I think I can officially say that now. So I think we should play some music because I got to come up with some more things to talk about. Unless, do you have anything up your sleeve while I'm looking for a good song to play?
No. I mean, I've always got all kinds of things to talk about. Just trying to find the memory banks of G-rated type stories to tell. I can tell a joke. I think you may have heard this joke.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What goes clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, clip-clop?
What I want to know, first of all, is that the only joke that you know?
That's clean, yes.
All right,
so
Christy,
this
what
big walk into a bar and blah, blah, blah.
What? Say it again. Say it again. What is it again?
What goes clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, clip-clop?
I don't know, Crispy. What goes clip-clop, clip-clop, bang?
An Amish drive-by. Yes, thank you. All right. Put that joke to the history books.
Well, I tell you what, let's play a little Oakley Smith. He's one of those guys that didn't show up to our show either, but I like this song.
There seems to be a theme running here. Here's music from all the people that couldn't make it to the show.
Yeah, let's do that. That's what we'll do today. These are songs of people who have stood us up. All right, I'm going to play Oakley Smith. Remember, Crispy, you're on a live open mic, so because I can't turn off things. If I do, we're going to lose all connection to the world. So here's Oakley Smith. She's Somewhere, I'm Nowhere.
There was a town she told me she couldn't get me off her mind. In those worker days, thought that the phone would never go away. Light's not, car is gone, she's out there somewhere. When you're out of touch, you think too much. I'm going nowhere. She's somewhere, I'm nowhere. Looking through this glass, deep down inside, I see I won't get it back. Those days are through. From what I hear, she's found somebody new. Oh, and her light's not on, her car is gone, she's out there somewhere. When you're out of touch, you think too much. I'm going nowhere. She's somewhere, I'm nowhere.
Like a gay stripper, if you think about it.
It does, or it's a horrible metal band, one of the to. We are Baloney May May.
We should start a band and call it Baloney May May. And by the way, it's called Bum Baloney or Spud.
That's close enough. Baloney, Bumblebee, Bumblebees, May May. The same thing, pretty much. Yeah, there was a couple of desserts, and I think tomorrow I'm going to do the coffee ground barbecue recipe that you sent me again. I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. I picked out some nice cuts of meat. After the show, I'm going to do a tune-up in my car. That'll be exciting. It'll be super awesome. finished up a voiceover project for one of our bits. I might cry if it doesn't ring.
In other words, it's pretty boring what you're doing.
Yeah, not very exciting. I guess if I was saying I was cleaning rocket launchers and going overseas to do something, I don't even know.
Well, just be careful when you clean your rocket launcher. Just make sure it doesn't go off accidentally.
Right. Maybe I'll go drive down OBT and see how many hookers are out on Saturday afternoon.
Well, what do I want to do? Well, I've been grilling lately, and of course, what do I use but the Barbecue Boozer's special sauce of vodka cranberry. That vodka cranberry. Did you get yours, by the way? Hello. No, don't tell me.
I haven't gotten anything in the mail at the shop.
Oh, well, I haven't sent it yet. That's why. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. That's awesome. Man, my cranberry sauce is where did you get yours? Oh, I haven't sent it. Psych.
Anyway, the cranberry vodka sauce is excellent. I've had it on fish, chicken, pork. Beef. You know, remember the little story I told you about pork? It's good on all pork. And
right.
The other one we came up with is a beer mole sauce, which mole means chocolate, pretty much. And that's excellent. And then we got the tequila. You'd like the tequila. Tequila is really good, especially if you pour the tequila margarita sauce on top of your Hungry Man dinners. I think that would just add a whole new spice to it.
Right. I'm sure it would with the delicious whatever that gravy's made out of. I'm sure it would taste tasty.
Salisbury steak with the special sauce. That would be good. Do you get those 1-pounders, the big Hungry Man dinners?
I haven't eaten any of those in years. Yeah, I wouldn't even touch those.
Oh man, they're good, especially the fried chicken. There ain't nothing like an old piece of fried chicken out of one of those TV dinners.
Yeah, it probably tastes like rubber and dirty socks. Not that dirty socks, but that's what it kind of smells like when you put it in the microwave after it's done. You're like, wow, my house smells like dirty rubber socks. That's great. Super awesome.
I just think people are worrying about pink slime.
I know, right? I'll go get some fresh chicken from the deli up here at the grocery store by my house before I get any of that stuff.
Well, I'm going to play some more music because I got to go dig through here and find out something for us to talk about, because we've learned all about you and your Hungry Man dinners, and you're going to be tuning up your car. And
right,
going,
I lead
going
such
off,
an
going
exciting life.
Club.
The exciting life that the co-host leads.
And don't forget the Baloney May-May.
Right. I got to start coming up with a logo for our band, Baloney May-May.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song. I don't remember. Who sang this song? You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Was it that Dayron or Darren?
No, this is an older song. I don't remember who sings it, but You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. I'm going to play You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet because you ain't heard nothing yet, because we've got another 45 minutes to fill. So here is You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. We'll be back here shortly. I'm going to keep working on the phones, but nothing
Let's just if you're listening, please do call. Let's see if we can see if it works. 714-242-5272. You just may walk away with an awesome coffee mug. Oh yeah.
And if you do call in and you don't get through and you're online, you could write us a message on the chat room and tell us what the heck is going on when you call in, because right now I've got several calls, and when I hit the button, all they do is just spin around, so I can't pick up the calls. So anyway, yes, call in. If you get through, then great, you're going to win a mug. If you don't get through, write us a message on the chat room. I'll give you a free mug if you write us on the chat room. So we can find out what's happening on the phone. So anyway, I'm going to play You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. We will be back in, about 3 minutes and fill up some more air. So everybody hang tight. Our phones do not work, Crispy. I have been notified that when people call in to the show that they're not getting through, so it's just you, me, and the listening world right now. So,
well, that kind of stinks. Gotta love modern technology for that one.
Yep, I was just informed that when you call in, it doesn't even go to our show. So, but we are out there live, so everybody is hearing us. But sorry, everybody, for the problems. So everybody we had lined up for guests, if you're on hold, you can hang up because we can't get you anyway. And, Crispy, I guess what we'll do is we'll talk about our upcoming shows. Let me see.
Yes.
We got, yes, what do we have? We have Mike Music, if he calls in, next Friday, and he's a real good singer, and some people may know him from Facebook. And then the 21st, which is next Saturday, we have a lady from Grill Charms, which Grill Charms, she was on Shark Tank, and she's got a very interesting story about how she started her business and how she was on Shark Tank. I'll let her share that story. And we've got a cookbook writer, Gregory Heal, and, oh, yeah, we've got our Infusion folks coming on next Saturday to talk about wine and infusion cooking, and that's Chef Scott and Dee. And what do we find out? She's a, what is it called? A some, how do you say it?
Some old lady, I don't know. Yeah, that was an awesome sommelier.
Some old
hosted by Chef Scott and some old Lear D. Yeah, all right.
For anybody, that's somebody who knows about wine, and we've been corrected several times that we're saying on their promo the name incorrectly. So next week we'll figure out exactly how to say some old lady or some old A, but they'll be on the show. And then, let's see. Oh, April 27th, that's something I can talk about too. Sunblessed Carol has an event going on in Modesto, and speaking of Chef Scott, Chef Scott's going to be there also giving food demonstrations. It's called Infusion at Fusio's. It's in Modesto, and I guess I'll be broadcasting from there. At least that's what I think I'll be doing from
the
actual
sweet
event on that Friday, if everything goes as planned. And then the following week, we've got a couple of actors, and then we got Lucky Lady Laurie coming back on, and she's going to be puffing on cigars, and don't even go there, Christy. And in May, we've got Neil Big Mister from Barbecue coming on. So we got a whole list of folks coming on if they can call in and our systems work. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in all these weeks. We each week have been beating the week before, and actually March was very good. April is looking extremely well, so everybody, thanks for doing that. We also want to thank our sponsor. We may have a new sponsor too, Crispy,
sweet,
in the works. Yeah, there's actually somebody else who wants to be on our show and promote their products, so believe it or not. So we may be having also a new sponsor sometime in May. And by the way, those people listening, if you would like to be on our show and want to have a wonderful commercial made by Mr. Crispy himself, we can put together something for you and work out a deal. We're real cheap, so we can work out a deal to put you on the radio show and promote your products. And Crispy, I guess what I'm going to do, since we're having all kinds of technical difficulties and people are probably tired of listening to our crazy buffoonery,
I do actually have one more thing.
Well, go, baby, go.
Well, don't forget, Brilliant Ideas Radio, we are also on Facebook.
Yes.
Just go in the search engine, type in Brilliant Ideas Radio, and I believe we're up to 458 likes, and I think that is awesome. That is super awesome. You know, oh, by the way, did you know it is 12:25 p.m. here in Florida? How about that? Does anybody feel more enlightened?
Sometimes some of our guests, we have to remind them what time it is, so thank you for reminding me.
Yes. But well, check out the Facebook page and check out all the goofy, silly posts, and you can go to the links and listen to all the previous shows. Give them all a listen. A lot of really super awesome shows, super talented guests. And, of course, my host, the host of Brilliant Ideas Radio, is a super awesome guy himself, Mr. G.I. And then there's me, Crispy. Not sure what to say about that one, except maybe a bus backing up. Or
yeah,
something.
I was going to say, a busload of fun, that's for sure.
Yes, exciting.
Well, guys, we're going to end it early because we can't get our guests to come through, and I've been fiddling around while you've been talking and promoting yourself about trying to get the phone to work. There's calls coming in, but sorry, people, it just isn't working on this end. So we appreciate everybody. Hang in there. Thank you for the guests who tried to call in, and we'll try to fix that and reschedule you at a later date. And I guess we're going to, since, you know, I'm a big ZZ Top 10, of course, again, I'm going to close out the show today with our ZZ Top song, I'm Bad, Nationwide. And that's kind of like us anyway, Crispy. We are bad and we are nationwide. Actually, we're worldwide. So
Yes. We broadcast coast to coast. And I believe on some of the insights on the Facebook page that we have people from across the big pond to Australia. I think I saw one over in Poland, maybe one over in Germany. So that's kind of cool.
Yep. They're listening to our buffoonery all over the world. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And tune in to our show on Friday nights, which is Grills Gone Wild. And that is 9 p.m. West Coast. 12 midnight East Coast.
Midnight East Coast time, and Crispy won't be taking a nap next Friday either.
And every Saturday morning, 8:30 in the morning till whenever we decide just to turn it off, and hopefully we'll have guests for you to listen to. So everybody, have a nice weekend. Your humble host and his bus sidekick are going to be calling it quits, and everybody take care and have a nice one.
Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.